Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
KJ Smith. Apparently she's been in some like Tyler Perry type shows.
I'm not sure.
Sisters.
No.
The Family. I don't know.
Is she hot?
Sound like bad TBS sitcoms.
She's not bad. She's not bad. Before the Oscars yesterday, she said, this is 27, Phil, if you have it. Roll this.
Thing that you wish was talked about more within our community.
Understanding our roots, I think it's really important. I think we're not trapped here. With the political climate that's going on in the United States of America, we are not trapped here. There are places that we can go. There are countries that are receiving us back, citizenship back, and I think with open arms, and I think that it's time for the black community as a whole to start looking into those resources.
Right. So the whole black community is going to just go elsewhere because a Hollywood elitist celebrity, once again, is completely out of touch with reality.
Oh, my God.
Except for the fact that she is right. I mean, you're not required to stay here.
Yeah,
you know, that's right.
Just like when Biden was president, I wasn't forced to stay here. If you don't like it, leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By all means.
Where are they going, by the way? Because I actually thought about this years ago. If I had to leave the country. No. But if I had to leave the country, really, where would you go?
Florida.
And Italy.
it's a different country down there.
We settled on Argentina.
Argentina?
Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah. That what you and the wife have decided on, Argentina? They must have good golf courses there, Harry.
Well, they have to, right?
I'm going to go to Dubai, personally, if I had to leave. Yeah,
that's the United Arab Emirates.
That's correct. I'm going to
the UAE.
I'm going to rent a townhouse for $100,000 a month and play golf.
It's about what it would cost.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, Conan O'Brien was the host of the Oscars last night. I know nobody watched it, but I just, for those of you who didn't see it, it was a good water cooler talk when somebody says, hey, did you watch the Oscars last night? You can say, yeah, Conan O'Brien.
That's right. Don't worry, boss. I didn't watch the Oscars, but I'll have those five things to you that I did last week in my email very shortly.
Roll Conan, please.
If I could change the tone for just one second, I'm going to do this right now.
Oh, good. Let's change the tone.
People of Los Angeles have clearly been through a devastating ordeal, and this needs to be addressed and should be addressed. In moments such as this, any award show can seem self-indulgent and superfluous.
Yes. Mm.
But what I want to do is have us all remember why we gather here tonight.
To laugh. Okay? To pat ourselves on the
back. Yes, we will honor many beautiful and talented A-list stars. But the Oscars also shines a light on an incredible community of people you will never see.
Okay.
Craftspeople, artisans, technicians, costumers.
Yeah.
That's right. I can't name them all. There are too many. Hardworking men and women behind the camera who have devoted their lives to making film.
Nobody cares.
Now, yes, many people we celebrate tonight are not famous.
Yep.
They're not wealthy.
Yep.
But they are devoted to a craft that can, in moments, bring us all a little closer together. Now, for almost a century, we have paused every spring to elevate and celebrate an art form that has the power, at its very best, to unite us.
They are really full
of themselves. So, yes, even in the face of terrible wildfires and divisive politics, the work, which is what this is about, the work continues. And next year, and for years to come, through trauma and joy, this seemingly absurd ritual is going to be here.
Oh, good.
I will not. I'm leaving Hollywood to run a bed and breakfast in Orlando, but...
Good. Please do.
I'd like to see you there.
For but Argentina.
The magic, the madness, the grandeur and the joy of film worldwide.
Oh, for the love of God.
No, enough of this. Can you imagine if I came out tomorrow and I started saying, there's a lot of hardworking people here at Odyssey, a lot of sales reps that you have never seen before that are not famous, that make this thing hum the way it does. You think my audience gives a flying rip about any of that? Just entertain me. Give me an opinion. Crack a joke. Rip Trump or do something.
Yeah.
My God.
Is he really leaving Hollywood? Is he serious about that?
I don't think so. I don't know. He does a podcast. He doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, he no longer has a show, right?
Well, he does a podcast, I think, for Sirius XM.
Yeah.
But he had to have made a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a wealthy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his reviews are people thought he did an okay job.
Yeah.
I don't think he got.
Yeah.
I mean, looking this morning, I didn't see anybody panning him.
How much did he donate to the LA wildfire devastation?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want to know. Don't tell me about the Red Cross and how my 20 can help. What did you do, Chief?
By the way, speaking of people with millions and billions of dollars, Mark Zuckerberg threw a party, a 40th birthday party for his
wife.
And he surprised her by wearing a Benson Boone jumpsuit. It's this.
All right, we call this Dancing with Dorks.
Big blue jumpsuit. If you want to see this, I don't know why you'd want to see this. Go on over to YouTube. Kale, you can describe
it. Hard to believe this is real life.
This is like a practical joke?
Yeah, I don't know. Roll this, Phil.
Take a look at this. It's like a bad Chippendales episode of Farley. It's
good to see your face.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's amazing. I didn't ever realize until I saw him in tight spandex that Zuckerberg looks almost like Logan Paul. For those of you that
don't
know.
Who's Benson Boone? I have no idea.
I'm reading off a prepared script.
Yeah. I think he's a singer.
Is that some Studio 54 back in the day type stuff right there?
No, I think he was trying to be Elvis there.
Oh, well.
I think you should have Elvis.
One of those. But Benson Boone... 20-year-old singer songwriter.
Okay,
I got a picture of him in that exact outfit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, confession: any of you gentlemen, do you ever, when you're home,
I couldn't pull that off.
Benson Boone.
No.
Come on, Harry.
I'm actually going to get that.
Pull that off.
I'm going to wear that blue suit next Christmas to Piazza Mercedes.
I just to get the Fetterman look.
Oh my God.
Just to get a reaction out of Stensland.
I like the Fetterman look.
This is in no surprise to anyone at all, but especially Sean Farish, because he's been calling this for like a year now.
Yeah.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that he is running for New York City mayor. Mm. And in typical Andrew Cuomo fashion, he couldn't do anything briefly. He had to draw this out into a 20-minute video.
God, could you imagine what it was like growing up with those two kids?
Everything he does is slow, and it's so painful.
Well, except he kills people quickly in nursing homes.
Well,
that thing spreads like wildfire.
There's God. That. He is a serial killer.
Allegedly.
No, I think it's confirmed.
All right, let's play just a tad bit of his long-winded video.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, we know.
Let me start by telling you what you already know. New York City is the greatest city in the world.
Is it?
There is no other place like it.
Yeah, that's true.
And as in life, we have had times when we are at our shining best.
20 years ago.
And there are times when we struggle and endure great
hardship.
Back
when the Yankees were good.
But we also know that we can handle a crisis.
Not really.
Because we have. We recently did it together through COVID. And we know that the first step towards solving a problem is having the strength, having the courage to recognize it. And we know that today our New York City is in trouble. You feel it when you walk down the street and try not to make eye contact with a mentally ill homeless person, or when the anxiety rises up in your chest as you're walking down into the subway.
Didn't he sexually harass some people?
In the empty storefronts, the graffiti, the grime, the migrant influx, the random violence.
Wow.
The city just feels threatening.
This is a new Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
And in crisis. Yeah. These conditions exist not as an act of God, but rather as an act of our political leaders.
Shot at the Democrats.
Yeah. Shot at Bill de Blasio.
Yep.
So if I get this right, he's transformed into the conservative Andrew Cuomo.
He's Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
that's basically what he's doing.
You know, it's amazing in a state as big as New York, in a city as big as New York City, and how Republicans just have no shot. Although they've had a better shot than Republicans in Philadelphia have had in recent times when you look at the last seven decades. So the best New York can crank out is a combination at the governor level of Cuomo and Hochul, and at the mayor level of de Blasio, Adams, and now Cuomo again.
Yeah,
it's those five stooges in a cycle.
Yeah. Wendy just pointed that out in the YouTube chat. They never go away. It's true. It's true. They're like,
why doesn't Hillary run?
They're the Clintons of New York.
They're like herpes. They can just keep coming back.
Right. They go into remission and they resurface.
Speaking of herpes, wasn't Cuomo accused of a bunch of like sexual harassment stuff?
Absolutely.
Like,
remember?
Yeah.
When I saw this over the weekend, I said, "Oh my gosh!" Because Zioli, we had so much fun when he used to do this, and like Greg would put that corny music underneath it. It could go like, you know, I might have grabbed a few tushes or breasts, but, you know, we all make mistakes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Trump did, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, Trump talked about it. He definitely talked about it with Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
That's his name. Billy. He's a cousin to the Bush family.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah,
he really.
Yeah.
You never saw him again. Yeah,
amazing.
Well, maybe now he's risen again.
I had to hear.
He surfaced for
2 years living in the South that going to a college football game on a Saturday unvaxxed was going to be a super spreader event and I was going to kill grandma. Yet it was Cuomo who legitimately killed thousands and thousands of grandmothers by stuffing them in a nursing home.
We all make mistakes.
Right.
I mean, and he's going to run, and guys, he's going to win.
He's going to win. Of course he's going
to
win.
And then that's going to start his rehabilitation tour. He'll go back to, you know, whatever, and he'll
be a presidential candidate.
Yes.
He will.
Yes, you're 100% right.
Take that to the bank.
Yep. The GOP is already putting up attack ads. The GOP is already attacking him.
Do we know who is, in theory, the Republican front runner to win that side of the aisle for the mayor of New York?
We
not
do,
that it matters.
But it's not, yeah.
No, I mean, idea.
Did David O relocate to New York City?
Sid Rosenberg.
Who's the guy with who's the guardian angel dude?
Sleeve.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's running, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's running.
Definitely running.
Yeah.
He runs every Sliwa. 4 years.
Yeah. So do I. It's called on a treadmill.
Yeah.
That's when I run. Curtis Lee. What's he going to get? 3% of the vote?
No, he'll.
If that.
He'll do okay, but he.
Yeah, really?
No, I'm just being. I'm just trying to be polite.
Yeah. Going to garner the same percentage that Chris Christie got in the Republican primary.
Yeah. I mean, he was. Look, he was. Cuomo was forced out, and he did not go quietly, and he.
Nope.
He has some scores to settle.
Let me ask you that.
The one he wants to settle the most with is Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think if Chris Christie was a New York City resident or a New York resident, do you think Chris Christie with his version of Republican politics would beat Cuomo if they were head to head?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
The Cuomo name in New York is just it's so legendary. Like from his awful father. It's just
They name the bridge after?
Of course,
of course.
Yeah. The Tappan Zee,
which used to be the Tappan Zee.
Yeah, which was named after an indigenous.
Individual.
And the Cuomo's coming like, nope, our bridge now.
Yeah.
Scumbag family. Yeah. Ugh.
And then they're the same people that have a problem with the Gulf of America.
Yeah, true. Very true. All right, Harry, we're out of time. I had a couple of other things for you, but don't worry about it. We'll. Well, I'll ask you about it next week. It'll probably still be applicable. Good stuff. Yeah, it'll be evergreen.
Next time we want to hear more about Argentina.
Yeah. Tell us about your relocation plans.
The beautiful place.
Yeah, there he is, Harry Mays.
Maybe in 2028.
2028? Depending on how things go?
Yeah, it depends.
All right. I'll see you, brother. Thank you.
All right.
There he is. Harry Mays with us every Monday for the cut sheet at 7:45, straight through now. We will come back. We've got a couple of things to get to. I've got some calls I see that we'll take. We'll also get to a big three from Dawn. And then also, the Al Sharpton DEI boycott plan, the economic 24-hour blackout. It took place this past Friday. Phil Lomquist did his best to resist. And we've got the recap, as well as the upcoming economic blackout tour. Locations and dates right in front of me. I feel like I'm pimping like concert tickets and where ZZ Top will be. And if Phil knew that, he would share it coming up at 9:50. All right, we'll come back and get to all of that before we get out of here this morning. Stay tuned. It's Kale and Company, and we are back after this.
You got to make magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Family-owned Kitchen Magic has been making dream kitchens come to life for more than 45 years and serving 60,000 homeowners. Kitchen Magic's experts, they're going to guide you every single step of the way, from free in-home design consultations to their top-notch installation. Whether refacing, new cabinetry, or complete makeovers, your kitchen transformation is covered with quality, high-quality, American-made products. And your new kitchen will be as functional and enduring as it is beautiful. Right now, you can enjoy an amazing 40% off installation. Just visit them, kitchenmagic.com. Kitchenmagic.com. Get 40% off the cost of installation. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Friday, this was sweeping the nation. It was Al Sharpton's DEI boycott plan, a 24-hour blackout on Friday, February 28th, in which Al Sharpton was imploring Americans, do not make any purchases. Do not shop online or in a store. Do not buy anything from Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy. No McDonald's, no gas, no major retailers. Do not use your credit or your debit card. Only buy essentials that are absolutely necessary, because Al Sharpton's going to fight back against the corporations and the banks that have ditched diversity, equity, and inclusion. But one man, a fearless fighter with balls bigger than Zelensky will ever have, is Phil Omquist. And he fought the good fight Friday. For those who didn't catch it on social media, here's a recap. Listen and watch.
We're going to go. I'm going to go in just a second. But as I pan to my right, look who's here. It's Kevin Pools and the flag.
Now, yes, we're going to talk about
that. I am taking the flag with me, Greg. So it'll be back at the studio on Monday.
GregStockerSucks.com.
Take your pajamas off.
We are here at McDonald's. This is stop one of my trek around the local area, hitting every single one of these places they want you to boycott today. Boo-hoo. Not happening. I'm hitting them all. I'll see you later.
I am currently at Sunoco getting gas. So that's where I am right now. So stop two in progress. There's the logo. All right. Walking into Walmart of Warrington. So I'm actually going to show you where I am right now real quick here.
That's amazing.
Yes. The Amazon Fresh in Warrington. I have now made it to stop number 5. It's like quarter to 2 right now, so not too bad. But I'm actually at Best Buy in North Wales. So let's do a quick summary of my afternoon, and let me show you this list right here. Do not make any purchases. Yes, I made purchases. Do not shop online or in store. Yes, I shopped in store. No Amazon. I got orange juice at Amazon Fresh. No Walmart. I got 2 CDs at the Walmart in Warrington. No Best Buy. I actually just came out of Best Buy with baseball cards that I hadn't bought in a while.
Baseball cards?
Best Buy. 2025s, as well as some Reese's peanut butter cups, because they are, well, the best candy ever. No McDonald's or other fast food places. I actually ate at the McDonald's with Kevin, as I got the flag, as you may have seen in the earlier video, at the McDonald's that Trump actually served fries at, or made fries at, I should say. No gas was at Sunoco. No major retailers, I believe Best Buy and Walmart and Amazon all qualify as major retailers.
They do.
Do not use credit or debit cards. Yes, I used both. So that's the summary.
Wow.
There you have it. Take that, Al Sharpton, and stick it in your pipe and smoke it.
Good job.
Good job, Phil Omquist.
Why, thank you.
Agreed. I love the Reese's was a good call.
Yeah, of course. I had to get them.
So you got candy at Best Buy and CDs, which I didn't know were still a thing,
at Walmart. Their sections are so, part terrible. I didn't really need anything else at Walmart, but I always go to their music section first.
Okay.
Just to see if there's anything left, maybe some CD that I don't have. And I picked up a couple greatest hits that I actually didn't have.
Now, but wait.
There's more.
There's more.
There's definitely more.
The economic blackout tour will continue.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I believe Jimmy Kelly is throwing this up on YouTube right now.
Actually, Greg is. Greg is throwing it up.
All right. So there it is. There you go. So we have February 28th is the economic blackout that Phil took part in. March 7th through 14th, an entire week dedicated to Amazon.
I'll be making a lot of purchases that week.
Okay. How was the orange juice, by the way? Was it fresh?
It was very fresh. I didn't really love the Amazon Fresh store. I hadn't been in that one, so yeah. I figured I'd check it out, especially with all the options around that area. So,
would you go Tropicana?
I went, what is it, Minute Maid.
Minute Maid. Yeah. You can't go Bobo on the orange juice, folks. Store brand orange juice is trash, trust me.
They had no store brands, actually, at Amazon Fresh, by the way.
Okay. March 21st to the 28th is a Nestle boycott. What is that, like cocoa powder? What else do they make?
Nestle candy bars.
Nestle candy, the Captain Crunch, not Captain Crunch, Nestle Crunch Bar, right?
Crunch Bar as well, yeah.
Crunch Bar is a great candy bar. April 7th through the 14th is a Walmart boycott, which you've done. Economic blackout number 2 is April 18th. I'm assuming that's like a hodgepodge. It's a buffet of blackouts.
Yeah, probably something similar to what Friday was.
Right. Late April, we will have a General Mills boycott. So cereals and other things that big company
lots
makes.
Of cereal that week.
That's like a Bobby Kennedy blackout, right? Everything that's General
I'll be
Mills.
All my cereal breakfasts.
There's nothing Maha about General Mills, I would presume.
No.
And then we have more Amazon, more Walmart. June. We have a Target boycott.
Well, wait. In May, they haven't even put this on this little tour here.
Okay.
That they want to boycott Meta.
Oh.
May 5th through May 11th.
Well, I boycotted them 13 years ago.
Well, I find it very ironic, especially with all the I stand with Ukraine's were all posted on Meta or Facebook, and then now all of a sudden you want to take yourself off. Yep. And okay, go. Bye.
There you go.
Bye.
Late June, we have a full week to boycott McDonald's. And then to wrap it off for your American holiday festivities, the 4th of July Independence Day boycott. Or I guess we're just going to boycott America and everything that it stands for.
I will be posting almost every single flag the U.S. has ever put out on that day on my social media feed just to trigger these idiots that are on my social media feed.
You know what we should do here, honestly, would be great. You need to do for the McDonald's boycott from June 24th to the 30th. Lunch every day for the entire week at McDonald's, and tag Trump and tweet it to him.
I will do that. Absolutely.
No at question. The location that he went to.
Well, that's actually part of my commute, which is why this whole thing came about, because how I get from my house to here, mm-hmm. I have to pass all these places, with the one exception being Best Buy.
Yes. And the Kale and Company flag is back.
Yes, yeah. The Kale and Company flag is back.
Who's here. Next up, Stalker?
Well, can you grab it?
Yes,
can you
grab I can.
It for there we go. I'm just going to put this up here. Dawn, just so you know, I am operating the board. I am operating the video screen.
He's doing it all right now.
And I'm also commenting on the radio. So I am a...
He's a multitasking.
I'm a multitasking brand manager there. There we go. Nice. There we go. So, Ray from Warminster, I believe, was the last person to have it. So who will be the next person to display the Kale and Company flag? We've been doing this successfully since, what, November? I think since Jimmy Matthews.
It was pre-Thanksgiving.
Since Jimmy Matthews ran with it up the steps. The steps.
That's correct.
I believe we've been doing this successfully, handing it off. So if you want to display the Kale and Company flag either at your house or on your truck, we will give it to you for a week. Just email me, greg.stocker@audacy.com. That's AUDACY, greg.stocker@audacy.com. And I will... We'll do a handoff. You can come in live in studio, and we'll hand it off to you, and then bring it back. So,
The only question I have is, look, I'm pro flip flop. You know, I'm a sandal guy. So Kevin Poles with the sandals on Friday, February 28th. You know, I'm not totally against that. But you're showing up to hand off the flag and you're wearing pajama pants.
Well, he said leisure wear.
Leisure wear. Hey, what are you, Zelensky showing up for a handout?
Oh, by the way, we do need to correct his last name. It's actually pronounced Pulse, not Pulse. Poles.
Okay.
Yeah, like you think?
I mean, that's what he tells. You know,
what is this? The YouTube chat?
I did have lunch with him. So,
How'd that go?
I ate. He didn't. So.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
You regret your decisions?
No, because I ate at McDonald's.
Yeah. Did anybody ask you what you were doing with the phone and the video and
outside?
Were you razzed by anybody? Did anybody realize you were a 1210 guy and call you a threat to democracy or anything like that?
Not that day.
No. All right.
Maybe later after I post this video.
All right. Phil Lomquist coming back with music in a couple of minutes. But before that, we get to a Dawn Stensland Big Three. Find out what's going on in the world of news. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. you know, we're getting at that point, folks. It's March 3rd. We had a little tease over the weekend, 61 degrees. It's going to be in the 50s this week, 60s next week. Before you know it, everything's going to start to bloom and blossom, and you want your lawn to look great, right? Well, at Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. And they use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and your pets. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners throughout the area switching to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. And here's the great offer and the great deal for you. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today, and you will get a free seeding every single year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Don Stensland's Big Three at 9:40.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Meineke in Pennsylvania, the first measles case of 2025 confirmed by Montgomery County health officials. And they're putting out warnings and word because you may have been exposed to measles. This after they announced just yesterday, the Montgomery County officials are releasing some new details on this, saying it's related to an unvaccinated child who visited local locations after traveling internationally. And so if you were exposed to this infectious situation, it would have been February 25th to the 26th, China Airlines Airport Shuttle Bus, departing JFK Airport Terminal 4, arriving at North Philadelphia. And so that was the February 25th into the 26th case. February 26th, a local pediatrician's office, True North Pediatrics, right in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, north and west of, it's on Walton Road, north and west of Plymouth Meeting Mall, if you know that area. And then on also later on February 26th, King of Prussia campus of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the CHOP emergency department there on Goddard Boulevard in KOP in that area. So they're putting out this word. This is, you know, active measles case. They're doing the contact tracing to try to make sure, especially at the pediatrician's off, you know, the two pediatric spots, trying to make sure that especially there were no newborn babies or young children that might have been there for a well visit, et cetera, and, you know, making sure they weren't exposed.
Mm-hmm. So we're presuming that this was from China. Then you take a flight back to JFK in New York and then took, what was the mode of transportation from JFK to North Philly? It was a bus?
Shuttle. Mm-hmm. Shuttle bus. Yeah. China Airlines Airport Shuttle Bus.
All right.
So it's someone who traveled, you know, a family presumably traveling to China.
All right.
But I don't, they won't release the, people have asked, they won't release any further information, Nick. I'm trying.
Well, then what's the point of contact tracing if you can't give all the details? And I, like, this is a COVID thing, contact tracing. If we're not transparent with all the details, how can we fully trace the line of possibly passing on an infection?
Well, weren't we, I remember.
And I get it. Like, there's health stuff and HIPAA and protecting people. But, like, I don't know. This seems like a whole fugazi operation.
I mean, remember, I believe this is the same, the KOP CHOP is the one. Remember with COVID, how it came to this area initially? It was a family from the main line. I don't know if this was ever public, but it was a family from the main line who traveled internationally and were exposed to COVID way back. Remember, we were one of the first, you know, in the area.
Sure.
It was a doctor at that KOP CHOP, by the way. Just maybe it's just ironic.
So he's these wealthy mainline elitists.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of Trump news. I know Elon Musk with his second email, the second dose of Doge, putting out a second email Friday into Saturday. Emails went out to federal employees. So we have that Trump news going on. Some department heads pushing back, saying ignore it. So I guess it depends on which you as a federal worker, who do you work for? So there's that going on. Mm-hmm. And we're also learning more about Donald J. Trump. He's obviously addressing the joint session of Congress tomorrow. It's not a State of the Union because obviously that comes later. That'll come next year after has, you know, this administration under his belt. But it will look a whole lot like a State of the Union so far. So we're looking forward as far as to Trump making this address. And First Lady Melania Trump, number three, she has announced the first White House Easter egg roll of President Trump's second term. It is scheduled for April 21st. I can pretty much remember when former President Biden on Easter upset a lot of people because they also designated it Transgender Day of Visibility, Easter Sunday.
Was that the twerking day on the front lawn?
Remember that with the Easter Bunny escorting and all that good stuff? Even though that Transgender Day of Visibility actually existed for, you know, I think it really was a thing under the Obama administration.
Yeah.
I think it was just you know, they were highlighting it, if you will. And the Easter Bunny leading him around.
Yeah.
That was that famous one. So a different look for sure, but the First Lady will host the event on the South Lawn. Families with children aged 13 and younger. Greg Stocker. Nick Cale.
No.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I'm not going.
You can get free tickets through an online lottery.
Nope.
Who cares?
Nope.
Who cares?
Not doing it.
Nope.
I want to broadcast from the White House once, go to the Oval Office once. I've got no. The last thing I'm thinking about on Easter is.
Your children?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. They are number one at the don't bother me list, followed by whoever's in the stinking White House. I am not thinking about politics on Easter Sunday. I'll tell you that right now. Well, until I start to write the big take, and then I got to come back in here tomorrow. Disaster.
Well, our big three sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear that squeal or a grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find a location near you, Meineke.com, M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.com. Sponsors our big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Now, if Melania wants to twerk, I'm in.
Darling, I only twerk for Donald.
All right, let's get to our morning mystery.
And possibly Elon.
What's the over-under on Dawn's big three in the next three and
that
a half
is
years?
Shocking.
Breaking news, Melania Trump has become pregnant with Elon's 15th son. All right, let's get to the movies.
It would be the 14th.
Yeah, 14th.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I am a bad human.
What would you rather do, spread manure or play hockey for 20,000 people at Madison Square Garden?
Spend manure.
I got down on my knees. I thanked them to let me play. With one eye. You think your friend Derek would have hopped the bus home if you cracked your skull open on the ice? There's no way. You would have had the rest of the series to make Racky pay for what he did. This is junior hockey now. You'll sit out one game, max. I was only kidding when I said you'd be back dragging your butt in 2 weeks. Hell, I'm half ready to call them up. See if they'll let me take your place.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, today we have a pair of movie passes to see Brothers After War at the Regal Warrington Crossing in Warrington, PA, where you might stumble into Phil Omquist, as brothers reunite with fellow soldiers, revealing the raw truth of war and the journey from warrior to veteran. Don't miss Brothers After War in theaters now. From SDG Releasing and the Gary
Sinise
Foundation, rated R.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, hey, come on, dude. Come on, Gary Sinise. Come on. What is wrong with you?
Amazing. Nobody can actually put pronunciations in copy.
Everybody knows Gary Sinise. Everybody knows him.
Not this guy.
Oh my God.
Not this
you
guy.
You do.
Wow.
Not this guy.
You do. Jesus.
Gary Sinise. What's worse, that or the fact that Ferris didn't know Gene Hackman?
It's both worse. Not, both are terrible.
Both are terrible. I agree with Greg.
Gene Hackman, top 10 actor of all time. He's not terrible.
Nobody said he was terrible.
Didn't you
I
just
said
say he was terrible?
He didn't know you.
No.
It's terrible you didn't know
Sean
him.
Ferris had no idea who he was.
Take your gripes to the YouTube chat. That's where they live.
I will tell you that that Gene Hackman or Gary Sinise, if you saw some clips of them, that you go, oh, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll look him up.
Yeah.
During this. I'll look at this musical.
It just struck him like cold, that's all.
Yeah.
He knows who that is.
Well, best of luck. If you know it and you want the tickets, I'm not eligible anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. Caller 12 855 839 1210. You try to do something for the people and you get criticized. I feel like Trump. I can't catch a break.
He's doing something for the people.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the man of the people here. All right, let's get to Phil Almquist with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, on Kale & Company.
Today, March 3rd, we celebrate the birthdays of Adam Hughes from Adam and the Ants, who's 71, and Dave Amato from REO Speedwagon, who's now 72. We also lost Ronnie Montrose in 2012, Jim Fuller from the Safaris in 2017, Bobby Rogers from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in 2013, and over the weekend we lost David Johansen from the New York Dolls and Joey Mullen from Badfinger. Singles include Rusty Cage by Soundgarden in 92, Turn It On Again by Genesis in 80, and Twilight Zone by Iron Maiden in 1981. Albums, of course, include Master of Puppets by Metallica in 86, and Pop by U2 in 97. Also in 99, Oasis agreed to pay their former drummer a one-off sum after he sued for unpaid royalties. In 94, the Smashing Pumpkins were banned from appearing on BBC's TV's Top of the Pops due to the lyrics of Disarm. In 79, the Bee Gees were atop the UK singles chart. In 67, the Jeff Beck made their live debut. The Jeff Beck Band, excuse me. In 65, Eric Clapton played his last show with the Yardbirds. In 31, Cab Calloway Records' Minnie the Moocher. And in 66, Buffalo Springfield is formed. But lastly, a number of firsts. In 66, Whitesnake plays their first live show. In 81, U2 begins their first major tour. In 80, Auction House Sotheby's holds their first rock memorabilia auction. And in 78, Van Halen begin their first world tour. Today Music History is sponsored by the Philadelphia Flower Show. Experience worlds of possibility from the ground up at the Philadelphia Flower Show. Gardens of Tomorrow, now through the 9th, at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. See imaginative designs, innovative ideas, and endless inspiration. Get your ticket to the future today at phsonline.org. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Did you mention David Johansen dying?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, make sure.
Ill Skill says on Twitter, Greg Stocker with a quote of the year. Quote, they're both worse. Well, Steve Poor is in Greg. Springfield. He knew the movie, and he probably knows whoever that guy is that I don't know. So congratulations, Steve. What movie did we just play for you?
Okay, so that was the great movie Youngblood with Rob Lowe and Patrick Swayze and the lovely Cynthia Gibb.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very nice.
Steve, congratulations. You've got yourself the movie passes for Brothers After War. All right, Dawn Stenslin is up in about 7.5 minutes. She's ready to go to war, and we find out what she has lined up today.
Yeah, so we'll update you. There's so much breaking right now locally, and especially a lot of Trump news that is breaking and is developing throughout the morning. So we'll update you and bring you up to speed on all of that that's going on. We have a great local expert talking about what is going on with Trump. We thought that when he signed his executive orders that it was a done deal, and yet we still see here and across the country this issue of biological girls in sports, in school, in locker rooms. They're not being protected. Why? So protecting girls, that's the focus. That's the law. What's going on? And we'll talk to a great local expert. You'll hear actually from a student athlete, female student athlete, very upset about what happened to her. They're speaking out, they're fighting, they're strong. So we'll talk about all of that. First Lady Melania Trump, will get into Melania, fabulous. And I'll give you my insights into what went down Friday just after I got off the air. So can't wait to discuss it all with you on our Monday morning edition.
All right. By the way, Riley Gaines came out over the weekend and said that if Caitlin Clark and Simone Biles took a stand for biological females, that this charade would come to an end.
Yeah, and good for her. Yeah. I mean, thank God for Riley, for Paula Scanlon. And you know what? I wonder if either of them did come out like that.
And they won't. Caitlin Clark won't.
You know,
won't say a word.
If they did, they might be surprised by the level, the amount of thank yous.
Yep. But she's afraid to lose her endorsements. Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next, and right now Dawn has a word for the Piazza Auto Group.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Piazza. We just appreciate the Piazza family so much and their support of us for many years here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You know, for me, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they do feature the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have the sleekest new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles. They're available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Just visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.